Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday afternoon, June 7th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Theriva Biologics receives fast-track designation from FDA for VCN-01 for treating metastatic pancreatic cancer. Theriva Biologics, a company focused on developing oncolytic viruses to treat cancer, recently received fast-track designation from the FDA for VCN-01 to improve outcomes in patients with metastatic pancreatic cancer. This designation underscores the company's commitment to advancing cancer treatment. Pancreatic cancer is a leading cause of cancer death globally, and the need for effective treatments is growing. The global pancreatic cancer treatment market is projected to reach $10.69 billion by 2032. The fast-track designation will help expedite the development and review process for VCN-01, potentially bringing new treatment options to patients faster. Theriva Biologics' innovative approach to cancer therapy positions them uniquely in the market, with VCN-01 showing promise in ongoing clinical trials.
Candel Therapeutics' ADEL lead candidate CAN-2409 combats lung, pancreatic, and prostate cancers with fast-track designation for three cancers. Candel Therapeutics Inc., now Daxdil, is developing CAN-2409, a viral immunotherapy candidate designed to activate cancer-killing mechanisms in lung, pancreatic, and prostate cancers. CAN-2409 utilizes a replication-defective adenovirus to induce a systemic immune response against the patient's own tumor, resulting in vaccination against the tumor and inhibiting the immunosuppressive tumor microenvironment. The company has seen promising results, including increased infiltration of cytotoxic T cells and favorable changes in tumor progression in non-small cell lung cancer patients. In pancreatic cancer, CAN-2409 has shown notable improvements in overall survival rates. With fast-track designation for lung and pancreatic cancers, Candel plans to release key data readouts for NSC in Q2 2024 and prostate cancer later this year.
New clinical data reveals Maya Biotechnology's Theo achieves high efficacy in advanced non-small cell lung cancer treatment. Maya Biotechnology, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, has released new clinical data showing the efficacy of its lead product candidate, Theo, in treating advanced non-small cell lung cancer. Theo, a telomere-targeting agent, disrupts cancer cell telomeres and stimulates immune responses, leading to tumor cell death. In a phase 2 trial, Theo, in combination with a checkpoint inhibitor, demonstrated an 85% disease control rate, exceeding typical chemotherapy rates. Optimal dose selection resulted in a median progression-free survival of 5.5 months and an overall response rate of 38%, surpassing standard chemotherapy outcomes. These results suggest Theo's potential to redefine cancer treatment protocols and offer new hope to patients with advanced NSCLC. This one company is working on a breakthrough approach to revolutionize pain management. Autonomix Medical, a medical device company, is revolutionizing pain management by developing a first-in-class technology platform with a catheter-based microchip sensing array. This breakthrough technology has 3,000 times greater sensitivity than existing options, allowing for transvascular diagnosis and treatment of nervous system diseases throughout the body. Their initial clinical study focuses on pancreatic cancer pain, addressing a significant unmet medical need. In addition to pain relief, Autonomix's technology presents market opportunities in areas like chronic pain, cardiovascular diseases, and pulmonary diseases, potentially reducing the reliance on opioids and offering more effective treatments. By providing targeted nerve-based treatments, Autonomix aims to improve patient outcomes and quality of life, aligning with their mission to enhance lives through innovative solutions.
Manitoba woman beats stage 4 cancer with breakthrough CAR T-cell therapy. Stage 4 cancer patients have new hope with CAR T-cell therapy, as seen in Sandra Hajlo's success story. After battling B-cell lymphoma, Hajlo underwent CAR T-cell therapy at Cancer Care Manitoba, becoming the first in the region declared cancer-free. Developed by Sierra Therapeutics, CAR T-cells have shown promising results in treating cancer. Sierra's innovative CAR T-cells aim to enhance treatment efficiency with fewer side effects compared to traditional therapies. With successful toxicity studies completed, Sierra plans to begin human trials for its lead product candidate, CER-1236, in 2024. The company's goal is to address unmet medical needs and advance cancer immunotherapy. For more information on Sierra Therapeutics Holdings, visit their website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.